fly away. Bars have flown. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh Gloria. Fly away. I can die. Hallelujah. By and by, I'll fly away. Just a weary days, and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. I can.
Good evening. Let's see one with us this evening.
Amen.
Remember the ones traveling? Remember Dad and Anna and them are traveling back, so remember them. Let's see what else we got on the list here. Frida's sick. Remember her. Remember Kendrick. He's having some problems with this corona stuff, I think they've been told. And Mom, we found out what was wrong with Mom. It's Dad. She's had her best 3 days since he's been gone. So we figured that out. So just remember her. She went to the doctor today and he said she was full of snot. And she needed to get the snot out. And she was full of stuff in her nose, and he gave her some stuff to get it out. So she did go to the doctor today on that. But we got the other figured out anyway. So just remember that. Remember Bro Louis will be preaching. Remember him. I think waiting him to be traveling. There will be a lot of people traveling back and forth. So just remember them as we, I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this evening. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. Remember, Mom and Dad, Dad and Anna and them are traveling. Be with them. Lord, just bless them. Be with Brother Louise this evening. Also, Lord, give us the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Remember the sick, Lord. Remember Frida and Kendrick. Still remember Mom and, Lord, all the other ones that need a touch. Lord, we've just got a list of people that need a touch from you, Lord. Just come down and bless them today. Bless us for the rest of the service. Forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Cross where my blood lies. Glory to his name. 51. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing for sin I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to that wonderful name, there to the heart was a blood applied, glory to his name, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory. glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad that I've entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to that fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen. Let's all stand this evening. Going to be standing on his promises here. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. I'm standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing, standing. I'm standing on promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Brother Gary, would you mind if you take up the offering this evening? By the way, can you flip the offering for me? Okay. Appreciate it. Fill my way with love this evening. Amen. May you sit down after you pay the offering. Amen. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Never, never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Amen. You may be seated a minute. We're going to sing Higher Ground. I'm pressing on. Can we start with the chorus? Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, lift my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A fireplace then I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. I know it was a blood, I know it was a blood, I know it was a blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was a blood for me. I know it was a blood, I know it was a blood. I know it was a blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was a blood for me. Amen. How about that? A little talk with Jesus, and then we're going to turn over the service here. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and did a little light from heaven fill my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little dog with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let's tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. And when you feel a little prayer will turn him, know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let's all stand. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sins may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears away. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. And when you feel a little prayer will turn him, know a little fire is burning, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes may fill with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles, he will hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. And we feel the prayer is turning, know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now we're going to change over service. Terrence, remember, a little talk with Jesus in the chicken house tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, oh, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. So glad to be in the house of the Lord. I hope that you are happy to be in the house of God. Amen. Just not see a man, but to see God. To see God in the man. That's what God wants you to recognize in this hour. That it's God in you. Amen. God walking in flesh in this hour. Praise the Lord, saints. We're just going to go ahead straight to the Word and try not to be too long tonight. But no matter how many times you come behind this pulpit, you still get nervous and you still get the jitters. But Brother Branham said, you know, it's because, you know, you're talking to the to the blood-bought bride of Christ. That's amen. Right. And you don't want to be wrong, you know. Right. You don't want to be wrong and you want to be right.
Amen.
As a minister. And the one that says that he loves to preach and that he's lying to you.
Amen.
The minister that just loves doing it and might not have been truly God called. Because it's not something that really you'd want to do, but you fight it. I was even praying, Lord, have somebody else preach. I don't want to preach. But it's my lot tonight to do it, so. Amen. So, yesterday I just, in the last 24 hours it's been a little rough for me mentally. So I just really covet your prayers. You know, you have certain thoughts, certain directions that you're going to, you're going with, and then all of a sudden it's just like the Lord just puts a stop to it.
Yep.
And so you're trusting in something, and then it's like you can't move further with it, you see? And so that's the same thing that has happened to me within the last 24 hours. And, so I really, I ask you all to just pray for me this evening, and we'll see where the Lord leads us tonight. Amen. So, if we want to turn to the book of 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, we read this about two services ago when we were talking about the light, and I just want to read it again, and then we'll go from there. Amen. 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Amen. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Amen. You have to keep in mind that the way John's speaking here, he's speaking in the sense that they handled him physically, Jesus Christ. But now it's gone beyond just handling him physically. It's gone. It's about eternal life in the believer. Amen. And John's caught this revelation. Amen. That which we have seen and heard, seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. It's the reason why we can fellowship with a true born again believer and really have true fellowship.
Amen.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because you're fellowshipping that eternal life, fellowshipping with that eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full.
Amen.
This then is the message which we have heard of Him.
Amen.
And declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, you see, as he is in the light, it's present tense.
Amen.
Amen. So you have to walk in the present tense light, in the present day truth. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Amen.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Amen. So we want to talk this evening, just a little thought, when the word sees the word. Amen. And that's actually a phrase that Brother Branham used. Amen. So I want you tonight to just, the way, when we're going to look at a couple of things, it's going to sound like it's something, but you have to realize what Brother Branham is trying to say. And you have to realize what that eternal life, just think eternal life, and we're going to talk about predestination a little bit,
amen.
Foreknowledge of
amen.
God, amen. It's all tied into that.
Amen.
And I hopefully it's something that can help us tonight. So let's just bow our heads. Our gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you once again for the opportunity, Lord, to open back the pages of your word, Father. And Lord, we realize, Father God, that out of these frail lips, Lord God, only Father God, we can only depend on you, Lord. We've done everything we could, Father, to just look into your word, study, meditate. And Lord Jesus, Father God, you have to do the rest. But Father, you promised in your word that, Father God, that for even for us to not even think of what we would say, Father, in that day, because in that day, in that hour, Lord, it would be given to us, Father, what we should say. So we pray now, Lord, that you would just have your way, have your will, Lord God, help your people through your word, Lord. Help them, Father God, to scale higher, Father God, to in that higher plane, as we were singing, Lord, here just a moment ago. Father God, to draw closer to you. And let your word be the one, Father God, that does the molding, Lord. Not a man, Father, but you, Lord Jesus. Granted, Father, forgive us for our sins this evening. Cleanse us, Father, we pray. And continue to be with Brother Dale and the family as they travel back home from Tennessee. Father, I pray that you'd keep them and just watch over them. Bring them back home safely, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for all these things. We pray now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. All right. If the brothers could turn to Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Now, last time that I had ministered regarding the light, we talked a little bit about how you can actually see the new birth process there in the beginning. Amen. Spiritually speaking. You can see that God, amen, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he doesn't change. He doesn't change his plan. He doesn't change his way of doing things. Amen. And Brother Branham even spoke about, things like this, of what he does on it, within the human beings. He also naturally does it on earth as well. If you listen to the message, forgot the name of it now, where he types the earth and all that with the future home. And you can read the way he talks about it in there. So in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now I underlined in the beginning because, you know, as Brother Dale this past Sunday, we was bringing out in the beginning. Amen. And I thought that was interesting because the Bible says that he is the Alpha and Omega,
amen.
The beginning and the end. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to see Christ from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. So see, that's Christ in the beginning. Because if he's the beginning, in the beginning, God created. In other words, in Jesus Christ, God created. Amen. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says there in Romans, or Colossians says that all things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
And without him, nothing was made that was made. Amen. So you have to see that. Amen. There from the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And that's how some of our lives, all of our lives, actually, when we came to this world. Amen. It was dark. It was void. It was no order whatsoever. Even though you thought that there was some order in your life, and you thought that you were going the right direction, and you thought that you were going the right way, and in reality you were walking in darkness.
Amen.
And we're going to look at Paul here in just a moment, how he thought that he was going the right way, serving the law, believing everything that the prophets had spoken, yet he was going the complete opposite way that Jesus Christ was calling his church to go. And so you were void in your life, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. So the Spirit of God hovering, amen, maybe in church services throughout all your life, or in throughout your life, God trying to call to you, God trying to draw you, amen. God trying to, amen, that Spirit of God moving.
Amen.
But it's not until you heed the call, amen, that God can't change you. It's not until you heed the call that you can be separated from the darkness, amen.
That's right.
Into His glorious light, amen.
Amen.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light, amen. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. So, just wanted to just kind of hit back a little bit on what I was talking about a couple of services ago. And just realize to see that our process of salvation and new birth is right there even in Genesis. Amen. Now, in this quote Brother Branham says here, this quote, Smyrnian Church Age. Down through the centuries we could go, we find a Moses, a Jeremiah, a John the Baptist, and each one of these were God's eternal thought expressed in its season.
Amen.
All right? Each one of those God predestinated to be expressed in their season. And they were, and then what were they preaching about? They were, the Bible says, or Brother Branham says, they were building the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. In their preaching, right? Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed, and He became known as the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Tying it back to John 1. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen.
Amen.
That is what He is and forever will be.
Amen.
Amen. Now it says that He hath chosen us in Him, Jesus, before the foundation of the world. That means that we were right there with Him in the mind, now watch, in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. So we were right there with Him. Now it wasn't bodies or anything like that. It wasn't us physically being there, amen, but we were attributes of that eternal life. We were that's how we were part of Him. Amen. Now I like this right here. That gives an eternal quality to the elect.
Yep. Amen.
I want to read that again because that sounds good. That gives an eternal quality to the elect.
Amen.
And you can't get away from that.
Amen.
I want you to keep that in mind, saints. That's something that you can't get away from. You can't get away from. Something, amen, as you've been living your life. Amen. And the God has been molding you and guiding you in your life. But the whole time you were just wondering, what is it? What is it? I want to serve God. I want to, but you really couldn't, you could not put your, I guess, why do you say it? What's the phrase? Put your finger on it.
Amen. Right.
There was something there.
That's right.
You got to remember, excuse me, English is not my first language. So. I know these phrases and things, but then I can't remember them. Anyway, so, but there was something in there. I remember when I was young and the way God was dealing with me and I would sit around when we were Jehovah's Witnesses, reading the Jehovah's Witness Watchtower magazines, their books. I know those books. I know all those paintings and drawings and all those things. Now, my mom and my dad never told me to go read those books. Go sit down and read those books. There was something in me that wanted to know about the God that I believed in.
Amen.
From the Catholic Church. That I was taught that there was a God. And I thought maybe that through those books I was going to be able to find more. And there were some good things in there. I learned a lot. I learned some things. But after that, it was a process of going through the Baptist church, finding out what salvation was about. Because in the Jehovah's Witness, they don't teach that. Well, what is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? They don't go that route. But it was in the Baptist church, and then after that, Wesleyan, and then after that, back to the Baptist, and then after that, it was Pentecost. Like I said, it's all through the seven church ages I went. Or my parents went, and I just went with them. And so, but it was God the whole time just trying to bring me to a point where that word was in me. Now, light needed to shine upon it. In order to give birth. You know, I had that word. I had things. I could talk to people about the Bible even at a young age. Even when I was out sagging my pants. And drinking alcohol and with girls. Something within me still didn't feel completely right doing that. So, there was just something that I didn't feel completely right. Like I was out of place. I don't know if you felt that way. But that's how I was. Because I was raised differently. So, I like that gives an eternal quality to the elect. Amen. And you can't get away from that. Right. I wasn't looking for God. Amen. But God was definitely looking for me. Yeah, that's right. And trying, His Spirit, hovering and trying to bring me. Brother Branham said, wooing over the earth. Brooding over the earth. Amen. Praise God. He's trying to brood over this earth. Amen. Praise God. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Amen. I want you to notice that it's in him that he's chosen us. Amen. He's chosen us in him. He's looking at himself. Amen. Not necessarily you, but he's looking at him. And by foreknowledge, amen, seeing what was going to happen. That's how he could predestinate. Amen. "That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Amen. So aren't you happy for that? Amen. That he's predestinated us in him. Now, of course, Brother Dale, he spoke about these things. He's been bringing these things out here, and it's been so wonderful. Amen. That word. And if you haven't been enjoying that, then I don't know where you've been. that just speaks to me. It speaks to the real believer. Amen. It should do so. Amen. So you are part of that Logos, which is the Word, which is Jesus Christ, which is God. Amen. You are part of Him. Amen. Because He chose you in Him before the foundation of the world. That eternal life that's in you was with the Father, was with the Son. Amen. In the beginning, from the beginning. Then there was no beginning in Him. Amen. He's always been. Amen. Praise God. This ties directly to Genesis 1:26. To that man that God created, that was, the Bible says there, that let us create him, both male and female, let us create him exactly the way he is. You see? And what was God? God was a spirit, and the spirit man. Amen. But he had a body form. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just as Adam. Amen. He came exactly the way God was. And that's the eternal life that you have in your soul in this day. It's exactly the way God is. Not the way God was or the way he will be. It's the way God is. Amen. Present tense. Praise God. So let's look here for just a moment at this. Brother Branham mentioned this phrase in the message, and maybe in another messages, but I've this is the only one I found it, and it was this representation from predestination. Amen. Now, he says here, he's talking about the woman at the well. And look what he says here. "Why? He said, you've told the truth, see, because you've had five and the one you now have is not your husband. See, watch. Something happened. See, something took life. If it hadn't have been in there to begin with, if she hadn't have had representation from predestination, it'd have never took hold. Now let's look at that there for just a moment. God, amen, by his foreknowledge, saw what she was gonna, how she was gonna respond.
Amen.
And therefore made the way for her, amen, in that moment.
Right.
That she could, that she could respond that way.
Right.
Amen. So, if she hadn't have had representation from predestination, it had never took hold.
Yep. Right.
Amen. In other words, if God never saw that it took place, it would have never happened.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
It would have never took place. Amen. Now you have to understand, you have to remember, and some quotes, Brother Branham says that she then got eternal life, but in reality, maybe she was there in the upper room. I don't know. But she could not have eternal life, amen, at that moment because Jesus had not died. She could not have eternal life in her soul. Amen. See, that did not give her eternal life in her soul, but maybe salvation to continue believing unto. Amen. So you have to keep that in mind and you have to put that into context there. Now watch what he says here. There stood priests there said, this man is Beelzebub. See, no representation. In other words, God did not see them answering back the way the woman at the well did. Therefore, there was nothing to there was no representation. Now we're going to look here just a moment at the word represent and representation. It's just kind of interesting, some of the definitions there. But, and then Brother Branham continues saying, eternal life you always was. Now he says, that eternal life always was. That's why you always was. Amen. Praise God. See, you have eternal life. There's only one form of it. That's God. You were his attribute. He thought of you and knowed you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Where? In his mind.
That's right. Amen.
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 So that, you have to keep that in mind and you have to keep that balanced.
Amen.
Because it's so easy to get off in the fantastics out, you know, and the things out there that you might hear. But you have to keep things in balance.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I want to stay with the word.
Amen.
Amen. I want to stay with what the prophet said. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to stay with something that just because it sounds good or it makes me shout and scream. I want to stay with the word. Amen. So now let's look here at the word represent here for just a moment. The meanings of the word represent. Thank you, Brother Anderson, for bringing these up. Look what it says here. To bring clearly before the mind. To serve as a sign or symbol of, to serve as the counterpart or image of, to describe as having a specified character or quality. Very, very interesting. To serve as a specimen, example, or instance of, to form an image or representation in the mind, to recall in memory. Amen. Praise God. Something that you were part of. You don't know anything about it and you don't remember. But God knew you. God knows you and knew you before the foundation of the
Amen.
Word.
That's right. Amen.
Now the word representation means the action of speaking or acting on behalf of someone or the state of being so represented.
Amen.
Amen. See, God represented this in his mind before the foundation of the world. You were in there representing what you were going to do here on earth. Amen. Remember that Jesus Christ was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The Bible says that, right? But that didn't happen back then. It happened in God's mind because God knew it was going to happen. But Jesus Christ still had to come on the scene, had to come here to earth and physically die.
Amen. Right.
You see?
Right.
He had to physically die in order for that to be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 Same thing with you and I, saints. You, God sees you accepting the word one day. Amen. Maybe it was in a church. Maybe it was in your room. Maybe some, amen. But you've heard the word all of your life. And finally, God, you are in such a position in your life that God says, okay, now I can start dealing with him in such a way.
Amen.
Hey, he's the lowest at the lowest. He can't go anymore. She can't go anymore. And it's at that point. That God steps on the scene and says, this word is going to be fulfilled.
Amen.
This representation is going to be fulfilled in my daughter or my son's life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I hope you're kind of getting the picture here.
Amen.
The description or portrayal of someone or something in a particular way or as being of a certain nature.
Amen.
That was another. So God's seen you in this way. Now, saints, Satan wants us to look at ourselves totally different than what God sees us. He wants you to see yourself as somebody who makes so many mistakes, as somebody that's constantly failing him. And you know what? And you probably do. And I do too. And that you're condemned. You want to be condemned every single time. But God sees you holy, without spot, without wrinkle in your life. Amen. And he's not really looking at you through the blood, amen, but he's also looking at that eternal life that's in you if you are born again. Because that's what was represented back in the original. In his mind. That's all he sees. So if you see things differently, it's not God. God's not anointing you at the moment. You're allowing Satan to anoint your thinking. Because you're outside of the word at that moment. You don't want to be, but at that moment you are. Satan can come in very sly. Amen. Amen. So, I want to look at something here just a moment, because you can have revelation in your life and you not even be born again. And you saw that happened actually to Peter. Peter had a revelation of who Christ was and not yet being born again. Amen. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It was this revelation from God without being born again. Amen. Peter also, while he walked on water without the new birth. Now, how about some of us? Can we walk on the water with the new birth? I mean, if we needed to, I guess the Lord would provide the way. But you have to remember that when Peter walked on water, he asked the Lord first, Lord, bid me to come, then I'll go. When they were there in the storm in the sea. Amen. But think about that, saints. Peter walking on water and the Holy Spirit was not even in his soul. Just Jesus Christ there, right there physically. Now, what could you do with the Holy Ghost in your soul?
Amen.
What toothache that you cannot overcome? What fingernail or what broken fingernail that you couldn't overcome? What problem that you cannot overcome? Amen. When God is in your life. Amen. I put myself in that too.
Amen.
Peter saw Jesus on Mount Transfiguration, transformed the way he was without the new birth. He saw all these things.
Amen.
Without God in him.
Amen.
But see, the Lord Jesus Christ knew where he was coming to.
Sure.
Amen. Again, I believe Peter, amen, was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, predestinated.
Amen.
Amen. Just as you and I are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, I want you to just think about that. Amen. That the kind of power that lays within us tonight. It's amazing. Amen. Now, let's look here at the Apostle Paul here for just a moment. Let's read here in Acts chapter 26. Acts 26. Starting at verse 12. This is when Paul was in front of Agrippa, King Agrippa, explaining to him how it was that the Lord, you know, appeared to him and what drew him to Christianity or led him to Christianity. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority, this is Paul speaking, and commissioned from the chief priests at midday. Look at that. It was the strength of the sun. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven. So that light must have just been stronger than the sun. I mean, if the sun, unless it was raining that day, I maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but let's just say the sun is at its strength during the noontime, right? This light beat that light. Amen. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. So the people that Paul was traveling with, they saw this light too. They experienced this light. And when look what he says here. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me. So this light caused not just Paul to fall off his high horse, but it caused each and every one that was with him to fall off their horses or donkeys or whatever they were traveling with. You know, it makes me think sometimes, saints, that's why we think that, you know, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says. And he thinks that that's the way he should go. And then all of a sudden, God just smacks him and says, there's a work for you to do. You think you're going this direction, but let me tell you what. I've got something planned for you.
Amen.
And it causes you to fall off your high horse.
Amen.
Your pride horse. causes you to fall off and look to him.
Amen.
Amen. And he wasn't just looking to the light on his horse. He was looking to the light falling on the ground. God had to bring him down very low. I don't know if each and every one of us have been that way. Amen. God sometimes has to do that because he knows our character. He knows how we're going to respond. He knows what we need in order for us to draw closer to him. And so in this way, this was Paul's experience to get him to obey. Amen. But in all of this, you have to, this didn't give Paul the Holy Ghost. That experience did not give Paul the Holy Ghost. Because if he had given them the Holy Ghost, it could have given the Holy Ghost to the ones that were around him too. Bible, but they didn't get the Holy Ghost. The voice that came talking to him later on told Ananias that you need to go to a certain house on the street called Straight. Go there and Paul's going to be there praying and then you pray for him. In order for him to receive the Holy Ghost. So it doesn't matter how many experiences we have, no matter how many things that we see, visions or lights or anything like that, that is not what gives you the Holy Ghost. That just leads you to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we need them. Amen. That's why to young people, that's needful. Because it draws them closer to a new birth. That's why you can't do away with them. That's why I disagree with doing away with youth camps and things like that. Amen. They need that. Because they're tender, they're young. That's all they know. They don't know about the new birth and all these things. They just only see the physical things. That's what draws them. Amen. But that's the same thing with Paul. Amen. God knew, Jesus Christ knew what Paul needed in order to knock him off his high horse of pride and draw him to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you have to have a balance in those things. Amen. We really do. Praise God. And when we were fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me. Amen. And saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? See, he knew that that was not just any regular light.
Amen. Right.
That wasn't that sunlight.
No.
that was God in that light.
Amen.
See, he had studied, amen, the pillar of fire in Moses, the pillar of fire in the different, because he knew the law. He knew those things. And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Now skipping down to verse 18. He was sending him to open their eyes, the Gentiles' eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. So he needed to have that experience, amen, in order to draw him to where he needed to be. That was Paul's experience with the Word. You have your own experience with the Word. I have my own experience with the Word. Amen. God knows exactly how to deal with each one of us in the way that draws us. Amen. But, you know, it's interesting that even though Paul was struck blind by that light, he could actually see more. He actually saw more now that he was blind, because now he was seeing things spiritually. Think about that. Spiritually, he was seeing more, even though he was blind physically. Amen. And it led him to an experience with Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Now, so you have to have an experience with God. Amen. And that was Paul's experience. Now let's look here at this message. If the brother could bring this back up. Now, these quotes that we're about to read, I want you to read these thinking this. Well, remember what we were just thinking, what we were just talking about, representation from predestination. Further than that, let's look at it this way. Representation from predestination in God's foreknowledge. When you're reading these quotes. Because it's very razor line. It could lead you to a certain direction, a certain way of thinking. And then you be deceived. Amen. So look what Brother Branham says here. Now I might inject just a little bit of doctrine here that I don't, now this is going to be a lengthy reading, so just bear with me. If you don't believe it, all right, that's just okay. I do believe it. I believe that a man, when he is born in this world, that when you're a little baby born into the world, you could not have been here without being the foreknowledge of God, because he is infinite and he knows all things. Now watch. And when that little baby is born into the world, there is something in that baby. If he is ever going to have life, there is a little something in there, in that child then. Now, each part that sounds like a certain way, I added this in. Representation from predestination and God's foreknowledge. Amen? In that child then, that he comes to sooner or later. Say he comes to. In other words, there's a life that he comes to. Amen. That life is not already in him. It's a life that he comes to. Amen.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Sooner or later.
That's right.
That little seed is in him. Again, representation from predestination and God's foreknowledge.
That's right.
That little seed. Amen.
Amen.
The Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Not physically in him.
No.
Amen. But there's a representation there. There's a life.
Amen.
That eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. From the beginning.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if you'll take the scriptures plainly, declare that. So if the brother could bring, not exactly sure the scripture that Brother Brown was thinking about, but maybe this is the first scripture that I thought of it. Brother Anderson, if you could bring that next verse. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. Now, we have to remember, what is the seed? The seed is the Word. It can't be anything else. It can't be anything physical. Amen? It has to be the Word. That's what grows in you. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Very interesting how the scripture right here talks about, for his seed remaineth in him. In other words, the process of the new birth is a continual process. Look at the tense, the tense of that word. It's a present tense. It's not that it remained in him or that it will be in him, but it remaineth in him. Because the new birth being born again, the Bible says. You see? For his seed remaineth in him and he cannot sin. Not that he cannot commit sin. Every now and then we do fall, make mistakes, even with our own thoughts. And if you say you haven't, you're lying. I mean, I don't know anybody here who can actually say, I did not have a bad thought this week. If you do, amen. If you can say that, then, and really, really say it, God's really doing a work in your life. And you pray for me.
Amen.
But it's, amen. So we fall into snares sometimes. We make mistakes. But we don't stay in the state of sin. We are not in the state of sin. A state of sin is differently than committing sin. Amen. That means you're in a state of unbelief. Amen. So he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Amen.
And you are born by what? The Word.
Amen.
Amen. You are born by the Word. All right, let's continue reading this. Oh yeah, so this word seed in this verse that we just read, it's the word sperma. That's actually the way you say sperm in Spanish. Look what it says. It says something sown. That Greek word, something sown.
Right. Right.
So it has to be sown. And what was the Son of Man going around sowing?
Right.
He was sowing seed.
Amen.
And what does the seed represent? The Word of God.
Amen.
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 And he is the Word.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So next quote. So see, a woman that comes here on earth that is predestinated to give birth to children or is to give birth to children doesn't come here already with seed.
Nope. Right. No.
She has to receive
Amen.
Seed.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. In order to give birth.
Right. Right.
She has to have a relationship with the husband
Amen.
In order to give birth.
Amen.
The seed has to be sown.
Yes. Amen.
She does not come here with seed.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Even though the seed, in actuality, God knew it before the foundation of the world. I think it was you, Brother Wade, was talking about the other day, that something that Josh took like 4,000 people to get you to where you, who you are today. That's pretty amazing. I would love to be able to God for us to God, to show me who all those 4,000 were, but maybe we will. Amen. That'd be so awesome. I love things like that. I love lineages and things like that.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you've got eternal life tonight, look what Brother Brown says here. Amen. I'm doing good. We're going to finish after this. Now, if you've got eternal life tonight, if we have eternal life, then we always were. Because there is only one form of eternal life.
Amen.
We always were. And the reason we were, because we are a part of God. And God is the only thing that's eternal.
Amen.
That's if you have eternal life. We always were. Other than that, you don't come here with eternal life. Amen. You remember, you have to have the seed sown.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The seed is the Word.
Amen.
And the Word is eternal.
Amen.
And the Word is the Logos.
Amen.
And the Logos is God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Now we are a part of God. You always was. See? And I like what Brother Wade said the other day, that if you come here already with eternal life, that does away with redemption. That does away with what Jesus Christ, when he came here to die for us, he wasted his time.
He sure did. Amen.
But we know that that's not the case.
Amen.
Because watch what Brother Branham says, continues to say here. And I encourage you all to just go back and listen to the, this is a, what's this message again? This is the God who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
Just go back and read that, 1965. All right. Now we are a part of God. You always was. You don't remember it because you were only an attribute in God. You were only in His thinking. Your very name, if it ever was on the book of life, it was put there before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He knew what you were.
Amen.
Now look what Brother Branham says here. I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out. That we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See? You always were the sons of God. Remember what the Brother Branham says in the Church Age book? He said if the bride of Christ could realize who she is and the power that she holds, amen, she'd be an invincible army. I believe in God's mind, she is an invincible army. Amen. But if you could realize who you are, and that eternal life in you takes you back to the origin.
Amen.
Praise God. That conks the devil upside the head any day. Every time.
Amen.
Because it's taking you back to your origin of who you are, being part of God. For when God had you in His thinking at the beginning, you have to be some part of you. Your life that's in you now had to be with God before there. Your life, your eternal life that's in you now had to be with God before there. Well, when He, before He even become material here on earth, before there was anything but God, you were one of His attributes. He knowed what your name would be. He knowed the color of hair you would have. He knowed all about you.
Amen.
The only thing happened is when you being a sinner. Mind your ways up. Okay. Now look what he says there. The only thing happened is when you being a sinner. That's key. When you being a sinner. So Brother Branham, it sounded like he was talking about there was a seed in you. But look what he says, when you being a sinner. Look at these things closely, amen. Many of you can fellowship with me on this thought, and I identified with this.
Amen.
When you was a little boy or a little girl, you would walk around and there would be certain things that would just, where it wouldn't bother the other kids, it seemed like there was something in you that cried out. Amen. I remember when I would be in the playground, you know, in fifth grade or fourth grade or whatever, you know, middle school, or when my friends would go around driving around, you know, hitting people's mailboxes and with bats and knocking people's trash cans down. You know, I thought that was fun, but I felt bad about that. It would not even bother them whatsoever. Just going around, just knocking people, doing damage to other people's property. There was something in me that just felt bad about that, but I couldn't say anything because I wanted to be cool. I wanted to fit in. But that, you know, that's kind of something that Brother Branham's talking about. Not necessarily hitting mailboxes with bats, but there was God somewhere, yet you were a sin. Oh, okay, where were we at? It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. There was God somewhere. Yet you were a sinner. That's key.
Yep.
See, this is a lot of parts that people miss.
Yes.
All they see is that there was a seed in you. But they're misconstruing that.
That's right. Exactly.
There's a seed in you. Amen. That seed is the word. Amen. There wasn't a literal seed in you. Amen. That seed has to be implanted.
Amen.
See? By a new birth process.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You remember that? Congregation says amen. Certainly. Now what was that? That was that little form of life in you then. Again, I put this representation from predestination in God's foreknowledge.
Amen. That's exactly right.
You have to keep it in a balance.
Right.
Just continue going. And then after a while you heard the gospel. See? When you were a sinner, you, after a while, you heard the gospel. If you had eternal life in you and a seed in you, you didn't need to hear the gospel. Right? But you heard the gospel. Maybe you went to church. You picked out this and that and went from denomination to denomination. Kind of like I did. But one day, you being part of God, you had to be part of the Word. You had to be part of it. And the Word is eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And when you heard the Word, you know where you come from. Amen. You know what was the truth. Amen. You were always, the seed was in you always.
Right.
Again, representation from predestination and God's foreknowledge.
Right. Amen. That's right.
That's how it could be in you.
Absolutely.
God saw that you were going to have that eternal life.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Right. That's why that seed there, that's that life that you come to.
Right.
Amen. That Brother Branham was talking about earlier.
That's right.
The Word seen the Word was in you.
Right.
Not that you come here with that Word.
Nope.
Amen. But the Word that you heard at some point when you heard the gospel.
That's right.
Right? Representation from predestinating God's foreknowledge.
Yes, sir.
That was before the foundation of the world. Saw the Word and you come to it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Like my little eagle story of how the little eagle was hatched out under a hen, and the little fellow walked with the chickens, and the hen clucked, and he didn't understand her clucking. And the little chickens, their diet they had in the barnyard, he didn't understand that, how that they did that. But there was something in him.
Right.
Representation.
Amen.
From predestination.
Right. Amen.
Seemed to be different from what that chicken was, because at the beginning he was an eagle.
Amen.
Why was he an eagle from the beginning? Because that eternal life was an eagle. Because
right.
That eternal life was mama eagle.
Right. Right.
You see? From the beginning.
Yep.
I hope this is helping you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. One day his mama come hunting him, and when he heard that scream of the eagle, it was different from the cluck of the hen.
That's right.
I remember when I first heard the word there in Colombia, South America, and when the brother was talking to us and telling us about the message, and he was explaining to us water baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, us as Baptists at the time, there was something that he said that just really sparked it drew me to that. And it was that my mom told him, because in the Baptist church, you don't believe that.
Oh, no.
You don't believe in prophets.
No.
That all prophets were up to John.
Right.
And there was no more prophets after that. There's no such thing. And if there's any prophets now, it's false prophets. It's what they believe. It's false prophets. But the brother Gustavo, who's the pastor there, Tabernacle of Medellin, the city where I'm from, he told her, he said, "But sister, if there's false prophets now, they had to come out of true ones, right? There had to be true prophets first, right?" Of course, my mom couldn't reply to that, and something in me said amen to that. Amen.
Right.
Then, of course, later on, you know, God dealing with me in that message, Christ, the mystery of God revealed, and that's another testimony for another time, but. And that's the way it is with every born again believer. You can hear all the theology you want to and all the man-made discrepancy, but when that word flashes out there, then there is something takes a hold. You come to it.
Amen.
Amen. You who were once dead in sin, that life. See, he goes again, talks about you who they were dead in sin. Amen. You were dead. Amen. In sin. And you needed, amen, his life. That life he quickened. There has to be a life there to quicken to first.
Right.
Amen. Representation from predestination.
Right.
That life had to already been there, yes.
Yeah, sure.
In God's foreknowledge.
Right. Amen.
Amen. That's the Word.
Amen.
You see? God, by His foreknowledge, knowed all things. And when we were predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Amen. Ye who were once dead in sin and trespasses, wherein we all had our times past, but hath he quickened. You could not do those things with eternal life in you. If you came here with eternal life. There was no way that I could be committing eternal fornication and listening to, you know, the music that I listen to and smoking eternal weed and no.
You're right.
You were a sinner. I just say things so that you can just understand them, you know? That's how I am. Look at Paul. Now we were just talking about Paul. Look at Paul. When Paul was a great theologian, but when he come face to face with that word, Jesus, or that light that we just read about, Jesus, it quickened. He come to life right quick. That's why I said that he saw more when he was blinded, than he was when he was not blinded yet. Because they led him to the place where God told him to go, so that Ananias could go find him there and pray for him. Because he was ordained to be that. He was part of the Word. And when the Word saw the Word, it was his nature. Amen. All the clucking of the hands in the Orthodox churches didn't have no effect upon him. He had saw the Word. It was part of him. He was an eagle. He wasn't a chicken. He was just in the barnyard with them, but he was an eagle to begin with. Amen. God saw that in his foreknowledge. That's the same thing the believer is. There is something in him.
Amen.
Representation from predestination.
Okay,
keep that in mind. There was something in you, but it's that representation of predestination. That when he meets God face to face, he comes to himself. That seed is in him and it's quickened. The life, the representation from predestination and God's foreknowledge. That's what's quickened in him. Because remember, he has to hear the word first. You have to hear the word first, or you have to see, even with Paul, the word presented to him. He heard the voice. He heard Jesus. That word came to him before he could go and receive the Holy Ghost. The word has to always be involved first. My, that's right. And he flies away from the things of the world. They become dead to him. My, I remember we all had our life in the past in those things of the world. See? But once we got a hold of that real thing, something that quickened us, a little seed that come to life, representation from predestination, God's foreknowledge. That's what comes to life. Then all the things of the world rotted right there. And we had no more desire of it. I believe that's it. So it's you can go back and read that message, the God who is rich in mercy. And see that it's glorious that we had representation before the foundation of the world. And that you're not just somebody that came here on this earth, just some sort of a robot or something. Amen. God saw, amen, what you would do, amen, before the foundation of the world. In other words, it was important to him because you were representing his eternal life. You would one day, amen, come to that eternal life in your soul. Amen. So he had to make a way for you. Amen. Some way or another. So I hope that kind of helps you there. Amen. When the word sees the word. Amen. You the word. Amen. If the word is in you. Amen. God's seen it. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. When that word sees the word. Amen. It has to come to life. Amen. It has to come to life. Amen. Now that word, amen, in other parts, and this is another topic for another time, but that word that you hear, amen, has to be germatized. Amen. There has to be germatization already in there. In other words, it has to be living. It can't be dead word. Amen. It has to be a live word, and that's what the light can come down and quicken. It can't quicken dead word. It can't quicken something that is not alive. Amen. It has to quicken a live word. Right. It has to quicken something that is just like it.
Amen. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So when the Word sees the Word, amen, then it springs to life.
Amen.
It creates eternal life in your life. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So may God bless you. I hope that that helps a little bit. Amen. These quotes and these things, they're used very loosely.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I don't think the people who quote these things and say the things that they say, I mean, even in interviews that I've been doing lately, with some of the brothers and things that friends and wonderful friends, and they say these things like that, you know, that seed that was in me that, you know, but you have to put it in the right perspective.
Yes,
amen.
Right. Amen.
And you have to also be like, no, that's not what the Word says. That's not that. No, just let the Lord deal with that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Let God deal with that.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And, in their mind, I heard another brother say that light that was within me. So, I mean, yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Cause so you have to put these things into perspective. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because you gotta remember, amen, that if we came here with something already in us, then it negates a lot of the scriptures. It negates a lot of things that Paul said. It negates a lot of things that even David said in the Psalms, you know? So the word has to be in fluent. Amen. Has to agree. Can't contradict itself. Amen. So let's stand to our feet. Amen. Praise God. The musicians can come. See, I told you we were going to let you out a little early. Let's just bow our heads as they prepare. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to speak of these things, Lord Jesus, that Heavenly Father, you wanted us to know, Father, in this day, Lord. Not just to know them, Father, but to experience them, Father God. For your word is a living word, Lord. And Father God, we want that word to be alive in us so that we can manifest you, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray now that you would just help us to meditate on these things, chew on them, Lord God Almighty. That it would, Father, Lord, help us to grow in you, Lord. And Father God, bless your people now as we're going to be heading out here in just a little bit. Watch over us on these roads. Keep us safe. Direct our paths, Father God. And we just commit ourselves now into you. Thank you, Father, once again for this time. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
309 in the garden. I come to the garden
alone, while the dew is still on roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God. Singing melody that he gave to me
within my
heart is ringing.
Yes.
And he walks
with me,
and he talks with me, and he tells me I am.
I'm going to have some tests.
And the joy we share as we tarry.
of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Oh, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would grant the desire of his heart, Lord, that she would be okay, Lord Jesus, in the place where she's going to be spending the night, first night here with her own dad, Lord. But, Father God, I pray that everything will go well, that everything will be all right, Lord Jesus. Be with that little baby, Lord God.
But
God,
he gives
me
the voice of one.
Grant, Lord Jesus, and give Brother Danny and the family comfort right now, I pray. We commit this in your hands in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
God bless you today.
With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, another has ever known.
Amen. Brother Terrence wanted me to let everybody know to pray for Nanny. I think she's having some trouble breathing right now. So we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer on these things and. That God would just continue to take care and continue to do, amen. It's nothing but Satan, and we believe that, amen. So we're not gonna, he doesn't have the power. We've got the power, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray right now, Father God, on behalf of Nanny, Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you would just be with her at this very moment. Give her the comfort. Give her the peace that she needs, Father God, the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, touch her breathing, Lord God. Make it normal. Satan, we cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against this now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father God, may you just be with her, Father God, right now. Give her the comfort and peace now. In Jesus Christ's name, we commit it into your hands now. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's just sing one more and then we'll dismiss.
Here panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. For you my strength, my shield, to you alone let my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You are strength, and you are my brother, even though I want you more than any other, so much more
than anything. Amen. You may be dismissed as we sing that. You are.